弟兄姐妹们好，好，那感谢主让我们在主面前有一次交通机会。
Peace to brothers and sisters, and thanks the Lord to give us this fellowship again today.
那我今天要分享的题目是神就是光，在光明中行。
Today I want to share about God is light and we walk in the light.
那我想在分享之前，我有很简单的一个 slide， 我先给大家看一下，就看前面几个。
And before my sharing, I'd like to share with you a slide.
Oh, 今天这个题目就是讲到说神是光。
So again, today my theme is God is light.
那我今天最主要经文是在约翰一书的一章的一到七节。
And the Bible verses is from First Book of John, chapter 1, verse 1 to 7.
然后我在末了在往后的时候，再把这个 slide 再显现出来。
I will later on present the slide again.
好，那我想我们在主面前，我们先有一些祷告。
And let's have more prayer.
所以说我们感谢你，你就是那，
Lord, thank you.
你就是我们的神。
You are our God.
你是我们的主。
You are our Lord.
感谢主耶稣，你将你的生命也赐给我们。
Thank you, Lord, for giving us your life.
这个生命是极其的宝贵，乃是那实在是属天的。
This is a precious life of heaven.
所以说我们也感谢主，你就是真光。
And we thank you that because you are the true light.
我们能够在光中行走。
That we can walk in the light.
我们能够与主同行。
That we can walk with you.
特别在这样黑暗的时代里面，所以说我们谢谢主，主你带我们走这一条光明的道路。
And especially in this darkness world that you lead us into the light way.
求主保守我们在这里的所有弟兄和姐妹。
And may you keep all the brothers and sisters here.
主让我们在主面前，我们实在是一同等候主。
That we may await before the Lord together.
主，我们知道说主是那位说话的主。
We know you are the speaking God.
主，我们感谢你，主耶稣真的是我们能够在主面前能够一同能够领受主的恩典。
And we thank you allowing us to receive your grace together before you.
我们这样祷告祈求，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Our prayer in Jesus' name, Amen.
好，那我们想，我们刚开始的时候，我们能够把约翰一书的第一章的一节第七节，我们来念一下。
So in the beginning, let's read the verse together. Book of First John, chapter 1.
Yeah, 我念中文，然后我们听我们的姐妹念英文。
I'll read in Chinese, and then we'll be reading in English.
论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。
That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at, and our hands have touched.
这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在，且显现于我们那永远的生命传给你们。
The life appeared, we have seen it and testified to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has appeared to us.
我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。
We proclaim to you what we have been seen and heard, so that you may have fellowship with us.
我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
And our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ.
我们将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。
We write this to make you our joy complete.
要我们能请那个，还是请那个韦弟兄把圣经打上去
？So we ask Brother Wei to put the Bible verse on the screen.
好，第五节哈，神就是光。
Verse 5.
黑暗，这是我们从主所听见又报给你们的讯息。
This is the message we have heard from him and declared to you. God is light, in him there is no darkness at all.
我们若说是与神相交，却仍在黑暗里行，就是说谎话，不行真理了。
If we proclaim to have fellowship with him, yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth.
我们若在光明中行, 如同神在光明中, 就彼此相交, 他儿子耶稣的血, 也洗净我们一切的罪。
But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin.
好, 那我们圣经, 暂时, 先提到这边, 那我想就是请大家特别注意到就是, 我们讲到光, 黑暗的时候, 特别圣经里面讲到行, 在第一约翰一书一章六节这边讲到, 却人在, 我们若说与神相交, 却人在黑暗里行, 然后第七节, 我们若在光明中行,
So I want to draw your attention to verse 6 and 7. If we proclaim that we have fellowship, then we are walk in the darkness with him. Walk.
好，那我们知道说，约翰在写这本书的时候， 约翰一二三书， 还有写约翰福音的时候， 他是在他晚年的时候， 就是第一世纪末期的时候。
So we know when Apostle John wrote the book of 1 John, 2 John, and 3 John, and the Gospel book of John, he is in his old age and probably in the first century.
他为什么会写, 这三本书, 约翰一二三书和约翰福音呢?
So why would he wrote these four books?
因为在当时有一个很, 有一个是, 他是, 我们知道, 我们使徒约翰, 他是在几乎, 在十二个使徒里面, 他是流入, 是留在最后的一位使徒, 留在世上的最后一位使徒。
So we know Apostle John is the last apostle that alive in the world.
在第一世纪的末了, 在约翰晚年的时候, 他看见了一些, 教会的一些现象。
So at his old age in the first century, he saw the phenomenon in the church.
当我们在主面前, 我们追求主的时候, 那时候的聚会好像慢慢慢的, 从里面的光景, 慢慢慢慢的放的就流到外面的光景去了。So
as they follow the Lord, and gradually turn from the inner following to the outward following.
注重外面也许一些的规条，也许一些的遗传。
And then they start following the traditions or habit.
特别在当时候还有许多的异端盛行。
And especially there are also extremists at six.
特别在当时候还有罗马帝国，最后在基督徒的一些逼迫。
And there is persecution from the Roman Empire.
那主那主借的约翰特别在他晚年的时候，特别写了这几本书，让我们再次回到主面前来。Through
Apostle John at his old age, the Lord used him to write, to us to remind to follow him.
注意到我们里面的生命。
And to pay attention to our inner life.
因为我们的道路是隐面的道路, 是生命的道路。
Because our life, our way is a hidden way, is a way of life.
因为约翰特别讲到说, 他说这个生命呢, 是我们所亲眼看过, 亲眼摸过的。
And John has specified that this is the life that we had seen and we had walked.
因为我们的这隐面的道路呢, 实在是一个依靠的生命。
Because we have this dependent life in it.
特别要保守我们在主里面这个生命的宝贵。
Especially we have to preserve this precious life in the Lord.
事实上保罗他在对当年在加拉太书里面，我想弟兄姐妹也很熟的一句话，就是他当时责备加拉太人，说你们是要靠圣灵入门，如今却靠肉身成全吗？
So Paul has rebuked the believers in the book of Galatians that you enter into the Lord spiritually, but then you are using your behavior to keep your status.
我们主的灵进入我们的里面来，我们得着主的生命。
As the Lord enters us in spirit and we receive the Lord's life.
但是呢，加拉太人呢，却是好像借着外面律法来跟从主。
But the Galatians depend on the law outwardly to follow the law.
所以呢，保罗或是约翰，在书信里面特别告诉我们，我们在主面前追求是灵验的，是生命的带领。
So no matter Paul or John, he emphasized in his letters to us that we have to follow the Lord with spirit inside us.
所以呢，我们在讲到神是光之前呢，我们必须按照主的话，从约翰福音来看，约翰第一讲到的是生命。
So when we are studying the Lord is light, God is light, we have to know from the book of John, what is the first important thing.
如果没有主的生命在我们面呢，我们讲能够在光中行走，这是不可能的。
If we don't have the life of Lord,It's impossible for us to walk in light.
我们从约翰一书里面看到，第一讲到生命，第二讲到光，第三讲到爱。
So from the book of First John, we see that the first thing is about 可以再讲一次吗？
第一个是生命，第二是光，第三是爱。
First is life, second is light, and the third is love.
刚好呢，如果我们从这边从这本书，你对应到约翰福音，它是一样的那、这个一样的顺序。
And it will correspond to the book of John has the same order.
那从约翰福音里面看到，约翰福音的一到七章呢，特别强调的是生命。
So book of John chapter 1 to chapter 7, it emphasizes life.
譬如他当时耶稣跟尼哥底母讲到说，你要重生。
For example, Jesus told Nicodemus that you have to live again.
特别他跟井边的妇人讲到生命的水。
And Jesus told the women by the well that you need to take the living water.
那从第八章你就开始，好像圣灵在这里面让我们看到，这样我们有了生命之后，我们就进入光的带领。
And then starting from chapter 8, you will see that after you have the life of the Lord, you will enter into light.
那从在约翰福音第十三章之后，你就看到圣灵特别好像带到我们家讲到主的爱，讲到弟兄相爱。
And then starting from chapter 14, you will see the Lord love among brothers and sisters.
因此我们讲到说主是我们光的时候，我们必须知道里面的基础，我们的根本乃是我们的生命。
So you can see the foundation of light is the life.
那如果你看约翰一书的第五章十三节，他是这样讲的。
So if you turn to first book of John,
他说第一章约翰一书五章十三节，他说我将这些话写给你们信奉神儿子之名的人，要叫你们知道自己有永生。
I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life.
约翰一书五章十三节。
First John.
Yeah, First
John. Chapter 5. Yeah, chapter 5, yeah. Verse 13.
然后这好像是一个总结啊，约翰一书一个总结。然后呢
So this is the conclusion of the book of First John.
如果你看约翰福音二十章第三十节。约翰福音二十章三十一节。
So if you turn to book of John, chapter 20, verse 31.
这边约翰讲了一句话，他说，但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他得生命。
But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name.
我们如何得到生命？这边讲得很清楚，我们信耶稣基督，是信耶稣是基督。
How do we receive life? And here it tells us very clearly that we have to believe in him.
而且得到了生命以后呢，那约翰一书特别让我们知道，我们里面有永生啊。
So after we believe in him, we have this eternal life.
特别好像约翰好像一个极大的负担。在末了，在一世纪末了的时候，好像基督徒好像走的路已经不是主的路了，生命的道路，他好像有一个极大的负担讲出来，你们要知道你们有永生啊。
There is this great burden from John that he has to point out to the believers that, hey, you are deviating from the original way. You have to know that you are receiving eternal life.
而且刚才我们在波饼纪念主的聚会里面，特别弟兄里面祷告，这个主的生命 是一个复活的生命，是有大能的。
As in the prayer before that our brother has prayed that our Lord's life has this power of resurrection.
那彼得也讲过，我想大家很熟悉。彼得讲说，你有永生之道，我们还跟从谁呢？
And Peter had also mentioned that you have the Jesus, you have the eternal life. It, who else we can follow?
那刚才弟兄也有祷告，特别祷告说，他说基督就是我们的生命。他显现的时候，我们要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
And another brother has prayed that Christ is life, and when he appeared, we are going to appear in his life.
所以我们有了这个生命以后，我们知道生命是活的。
We know this is a living life.
既然是活的生命呢，它就应该要长大的。
If it is a living life, it has to grow.
那活怎么长大呢？那约翰特别就借着神是光，我们在光中行。
And John has pointed out how this life can grow. He pointed to God is light, and we have to walk in the light.
那在约翰一书的第一章的第五节，特别讲到他说，神就是光，在他毫无黑暗。这是我们从主所听见又报给你们的信息。
First John chapter 1 verse 5 it says that this is the message we have heard from him and declared to you. God is light, in him there is no darkness at all.
我们今天讲到说神是光，我们也知
道。Today again we mentioned God is light.
所以这个光不是外面一个天然的光啊。
So it's not the light from the nature.
Yeah, 我们知道有时候我们听到有弟兄姐妹有时候见证特别是受洗的见证的时候。特别讲到说，他看到一个什么样的光，就让他实在是相信主。
So, sometimes we'll hear from testimony during baptism, especially that brother will testify that he saw a special light and that caused him to believe in the Lord.
但是我们特别这边讲到，我们特别已经信主了，我们特别要带领求主带领我们的光，神的光乃是在我们灵的里面。
As a believers, we have to follow this light. This light is in the spirit.
你知道，就像好像在那个旧约面，他讲到那个至圣所。
Just like in the Old Testament about the Holy Holy.
那至圣所之外是圣所哈，从外院圣所到至圣所。
So there are different courts from the Holy and Holy, outside and inside.
Yeah, outside court, 然后再是 the Holy and the Holy of Holy。那我们知道在那个外院的时候呢是自然光。
So the outside court receives the nature light.
那在圣所里面呢你有那个灯台上的光。
And the holy and holy, there is the light from the lamp.
但是你到至圣所的时候已经没有天然的光了。
But when you are inside the holy and holy, there is no nature light.
那是神的荣耀在至圣所里面。
But God's glory is inside it.
所以呢，我们来到主面前的时候，我们乃是进入那至圣所的光里面。
So when we enter into the Lord, we are just like inside the Holy and Holy. We are receiving the light from the Lord.
你知道，在旧约的时候，那个旧约的大祭司啊，一年一次，这我们大家很熟，一年一次才能进入至圣所。
So we know in the Old Testament that the high priest can only enter into the Holy and Holy once a year.
而且好像有点非常惧怕的来到至圣所。
And they come with
scare.
With fear, yes.
Yeah. 所以呢，那我们知道主耶稣基督他已经把圣所跟至圣所中间的幔子已经除灭，已经分开了。
But we know Jesus Christ has break the veil between the holy and holy and the outside.
因着主耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的，让我们今天这个人能够坦然无惧的来到至圣所。
For what Jesus has done on the cross, we can come boldly to the Holy and Holy.
能够来到神那荣耀的光里面来。
That we can come into this glory of God.
另外一点，我想讲到神是光哦。那一方面讲到说他不是天然光，是荣耀的光。
Another point I want to point out about God's light, that he is not nature light, but he is the glorious light.
我们可以很亲近的来到神的面前。
and we can still come close to it.
另外一方面，我们知道光是跟黑暗是强烈的对比的。
And we know light is the opposite of darkness.
那你知道光跟黑暗有不相合的。
And light cannot come along with darkness.
但我们知道说，当光一来的时候，黑暗就退去了。
We know when light comes, darkness disappears.
但是我们要记得，黑暗有它的权势在，这是圣经里面讲的。
But we should understand the power of darkness as it exists in the world.
因为哥罗西书第一章讲说，他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势。
Because in the Colossians, it talks about that the Lord has saved us away from the darkness power.
迁到他神爱子国度里面来。
And brought us into the kingdom of Heavenly Father.
如果我们在主面前的生活不跟着光的话呢，那黑暗的势力好像常常要牵引我们。
So if our living is not following the light, we are still being guided by the darkness power.
我们什么知道黑暗势力现在，我们知道说世界都握在那恶者的手下。
We understand the world is under the devil's authority.
你看现在世人思想，非常非常多的思想想把我们掳去。
The darkness authority has took away our thought.
有许多现在就是所谓的人本主义，与人为本的主义。
That there are so many emphasis on the human thinking and their own thought.
我刚才提过说，我们的生命乃是一个依靠的生命，依靠主的生命。
I just mentioned that our life should be dependent on the Lord.
但是我想大家现在常常听到这种思想。
But I'm sure you run across this idea a lot.
只要我喜欢，有什么不可以？
As long as I like it, why not?
这是光，没有光的一个带领。
This is a guidance without light.
当神的光照耀我们在心里的时候呢，主会带领我们胜过自己。
When God's light shines into us, we are able to overcome that type of mind thought.
因此，因此当光照到我们面的时候，我们的生命应该就要成长。
So when the light shines into our life will grow.
我想弟兄姐妹常常听过，就是我们有人这样分享，他说，我就是这个样子哈，我就是这个样子来到神面前。
So a lot of sharings that we heard is, hey, I'm just like this. This is how I come before the Lord.
那确实我们在没有信主之前，我们是神是照着我们本相接纳我们。
So before we are believers, God accept us the way we are.
我们好像还有一首诗歌叫照我本相。
And I think there's another hymn that's the way we are.
但是我们得救之后呢，我们要在光中的生活。
But after we are saved, we have to live in the light and accept the guidance of light.
Yeah, 因为主就是光，主既然光照着我们，我们在主面前能够顺服光的带领。
Because God is light, and as we accept the light, we have to follow the guidance of light.
所以呢，我们在讲到神的生命的时候，我们很简单，我们在主面前，我们只要愿意来到神面前接受主。我们就得到主的生命。
So when we talk about God's life, it's very easy for us. We just need to accept Him, and God's life will enter into us.
但是呢，从我们信主之后，直到主再来，我们这一生的时间，我们能够在主的光中求主亲自的带领。
But from the time we become a believer till the time the Lord returns, we have to ask the Lord to guide us all the way through.
那我想就。因为我们读圣经，你会很清楚的发现，在约翰一书里面呢，跟约翰福音是，好像彼此的相合的两本圣经，两本书很相近的。
So as you read the book of First John and book of John, you will see that these two match very well.
那我在主面前看这一段圣经的时候，特别。就用到了在约翰福音讲到了两个故事，一个第八章，一个第九章。
As I'm preparing this passage, I read the two stories in the book of John, chapter 8 and 9.
Yeah, 那我就把slide再很简单的放下。
So I'm going to show you my slide.
威弟兄你可以先, yeah. OK, 在 约翰福音的第八章第九章 讲到了两个故事。
Book of John chapter 8 and 9, there were are two stories.
那第一个故事是讲到一个行淫时被拿的妇人。
So the first story is about a woman taken in adultery.
那第二个故事呢是讲到一个医治一个人生来是瞎眼的。
And the second story is about healing a man who is blind from birth.
那因为这两个故事其实两章蛮长的，我们就以这两个发生的故事这短短的经节来分享。It's
a long story, but we are going to summarize it.
Yeah, 那所以我们就先来看到在约翰福音的第八章的第三节。
Book of John chapter 8 verse chapter 8 verse 3.
那我还是一样，我那请那个威弟兄把圣经打出来，那我们我这边念中文，然后我们姐妹念英文，从第八章第三节念到第十。Chapter 8:3-12。好，第八章第三节，文士和法利赛人带了一个行淫时被拿的妇人来，叫他站在当中。
The teachers of the law and the Pharisees brought in a woman caught in adultery. They made her stand before the group.
就对耶稣说，夫子，这妇人是在正行淫之时被拿的。And
said to Jesus, Teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery.
摩西在律法上吩咐我们把这样的妇人用石头打死。你说该把她怎么样呢？
In the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. Now what do you say?
他们说这话乃试探耶稣，要得着告他的把柄。耶稣却弯着腰，用指头在地上画字。They
were using this question as a trap in order to have a basis for accusing him, but Jesus bent down and started to write on the ground with his finger.
他们还是不住地问他，耶稣就直起腰来对他们说：“你们中间谁是没有罪的，谁就可以先拿石头打他。”
When they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and said to them, If any of you is without sin, let him be the first to throw a stone at her.
于是又弯着腰，用指头在地上画字。Again,
he stooped down and wrote on the ground.
他们听见这话，就从老到少一个一个都出去了，只剩耶稣一个人，还有那妇人仍然站在当中。
At this, those who heard began to go away one at a time, the older ones first, until only Jesus was left with the woman still standing there.
耶稣就直起腰来对他说，妇人，那些人在哪里呢？没有人定你们的罪吗？
Jesus straightened up and asked her, Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?
他说，主啊，没有。耶稣说，我也不定你的罪，去吧。
No one, sir, she said. Then neither do I condemn you, Jesus declared. Go now and leave your life of sin.
所以耶稣基督在这边12节，请大家特别注意到，他这边讲说，他说耶稣又对众人说，我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必得着，必要得着生命的光。
And pay attention to verse 12. When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I'm the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
Yeah, 我想这边约翰呢，用了两个故事，表明主耶稣基督是生命的光。
So John has pointed out that with these two stories, that Jesus is light.
我们如何在主耶稣在这个生命之光中，我们如何的行？
And how do we walk with Jesus in light?
那我们知道在这个第一个故事里面，他讲到了其实是有三批人在里面。
And in the second story, there are three groups of people.
那就是法利赛人，还有文士，还有一群看热闹的人。
It's the Pharisees, the teachers, and the crowd, the noisy crowd.
那另外一个就是被行刑时被抓的一个妇人，被拿的一个妇人。
And the woman who get caught in adultery.
那第三位，我们当然知道，就是我们主耶稣基督。
And the third person is Jesus Christ.
那我们知道，在这边的话，在我们刚刚读的圣经，你晓得，那在文士跟法利赛人来这边来质问主。
So the teachers and Pharisees came to ask the Lord.
那特别他这边，把一位在行刑时候，被抓的妇人带到他们中间来。
And they brought this woman who was caught in the act of adultery among them.
那你知道那个他又问了主，他说照着摩西的律法，在第五节，摩西在律法上吩咐我们要把这样的妇人用石头打死，你说该他把他打怎么样呢？
And they used the law to ask Jesus, and they pointed out that in the law Moses commanded us to stone such women. Now, what do you say?
那圣经很明显这边讲到，他说他们说这话乃试探耶稣，要得着告他的权柄，告他的把柄。
And it's clearly stated in the Bible that these people use this question as a trap in order to have a basis for accusing Jesus.
你知道文士跟法利赛人在当时时代，好像在外面是很敬虔的。
You know, the teachers of the law and Pharisees, they are outwardly, they look very holy.
但是他们特别注重在外面的一些的表现。
But they always give emphasis to the outward action.
注重原来的遗传，注重原来的规条。
And they emphasize on the traditions and laws.
那把真正主给忘了。
And they forgot about the real Lord.
那当主耶稣基督永生神站到他面前的时候，他们要抵挡他。
When Jesus Christ, the living God, is standing before them, they actually denied him.
那特别在，你知道，特别讲到这些遗传规条的时候，我们知道在福音书里面另外一个故事，特别是他的门徒在吃饭的时候，没有照着他们遗传好好的洗手。
So speaking about the laws and traditions, we know there is another story in the four books, gospel books, that the disciples did not wash their hand before meal.
主耶稣特别讲到说，这个污秽肮脏不是外面带来的，而是从里面发出来的。
But Jesus emphasized that the dirt is not coming from the outside, but from inside.
从现在今天这个故事你也看到，他们来到这个主，事实上外面他们所讲的好像都很正确。
So outwardly, you see the teachers and Pharisees are saying the right thing.
那特别他讲到说他是现行犯，好像这个妇人好像是在正在行的时候被抓的。
Especially, they say that the woman was caught in the act of adultery.
又照着律法，好像是应该可以用石头打死他。
And according to the law, this woman can be stoned to death.
但是呢，你这边是有个要把主耶稣基督放在一个非常艰难的一个环境之中。
But they are actually using this to put Jesus in a difficult position.
如果说主耶稣说你们就赦免他
，If Jesus said forgive her,
那他们就讲说，那你根本就是违背了摩西的律法。
Then they will say that you neglected the law of Moses.
你知道我们主耶稣来是要成全一切律法上的所有的一切。
But we know that Jesus came to comply with all the law and fulfill all the laws.
但是如果说你们就拿石头打死他吧。
But if Jesus said, "Okay, stone her,"
那这样的话，他们就会讲说，那你不是说你是那位怜悯的神吗
？Then they will say that, "Aren't you the mercy of God?"
所以说，你知道这些人。他们的心外表所做的是正确的，可是他们的心黑暗。
So outwardly, these people are doing the right thing, but inside their hearts, they are full of evil.
那事实上，你知道，在这个也很奇怪啊。当时，你知道他抓只抓个妇人，那你知道心因是两个人的，在婚姻之外的关系，那怎么会只抓了一个人呢？这也是很奇怪的。
So it's a strange thing. Have you ever thought that an adultery is was being committed by two people? Why do they only catch the woman?
那而且主耶稣在这边也做一个好像很特别的一个动作。
But and Jesus responded with a special action.
当耶稣弯着腰呢，在指头在地上画字。
Jesus bent down and started to write on the ground with his finger.
那你知道有些弟兄姐妹就在想耶稣到底是画什么字。
So sometimes people would think, what is he drawing on the ground?
不过我想我们也不用太推测这道子画什么字。
But let's not pay too much attention to that.
不过我想主耶稣跟主耶稣呢，跟他下面讲的一句话，也许有很大的关系。
But it should be greatly related to the next sentence he's going to say.
主耶稣在第七节他讲，他说还是不住的问他，耶稣就直起腰来对他们说，他说你们中间谁是没有罪的，就可以先拿石头打他。
Verse 7, when they kept on questioning Jesus, Jesus straightened up and said to them, if any one of you is without sin, let him be the first to throw a stone at her.
然后主耶稣又弯着腰，又在指头，用指头在地上画字。
Again, Jesus stooped down and wrote on the ground.
那第八节，哦，第九节，他们听见这话呢，从老到少，一个个都出去了。
Verse 9, at this, those who heard began to go away one at a time, the older ones first, until only Jesus was left.
Yeah, 只剩下耶稣还有那个妇人。
Until Jesus and the woman was left.
所以呢，在这边我们看见呢，主的话摸着了这些原本黑暗的人里面的良心。
So you see, the Lord's word actually touched the conscience of these people who were filled with darkness.
摸着了我们人里面的良心。
He touched our conscience inside us.
因为我们本，你知道我们原本这个人，我们在人堕落之后呢，我们这个人基本上与神隔绝。
We are human. When we are fallen, we are separated from God.
但是呢，我们里面还有一点点良心的作用。
But we still have our conscience.A little of our conscience inside.
因为这好像就是剩下这一点点一点点与神好像可以连接的地方。
And there's this little conscience left that can be connected with God.
当主的话讲出来的时候呢，他摸着了这些人的良心。
When Lord speak of this word, he touched those conscience.
那我们在主面前知道，我们原本的良心在从主堕落之后，你们就变成越来越的黑暗。
We know that since man fallen, our conscience has been fallen into darkness.
当你知道，当那个亚当跟夏娃犯罪之后呢，那么他们主说你们在哪里？他还知道羞耻，还知道要用无瓜果的树叶，能够他们能够穿上。
After Adam and Eve falls, they understand the shame and they start hiding themselves behind leaves.
但是到他们的儿子该隐的时候呢，好像又更黑暗。
By the time their son Cain, it becomes more darkness.
当他把他兄弟亚伯杀了以后呢，所以耶和华神问他说：“你的兄弟在哪里？”
He killed his brother Abel, and God asked him, "Where is your brother?"
他不但没有什么羞耻之心哦，他还跟耶和华神辩论。
Not only he was not ashamed of his murder, he even argued with the Lord.
我不知道，我还是来看过我弟兄的吗
？I don't know. I'm not the one who is keeping my brother.
你知道，当人的心越来越黑暗之后，人的心真的是越来越离神的越来越远。
You know, when men's hearts are falling into darkness more and more.We are more distance from the Lord.
那就好像在挪亚，你知道挪亚在洪水时代之前呢，圣经主也讲了一句话，当时人心里所想的尽都是恶。
as we read from the story about Noah, that before this flood came, men are evil and full of evil thought.
那我们感谢主，我们接受了主。
Thanks the Lord that we receive the Lord.
生命的光让我们的心变得敏锐起来。
And the, our conscience become more sensitive to light.
圣灵是充满在我们的灵里面。
And the Holy Spirit is filling our spirit.
我们的良心乃是由圣灵带领的良心。
And our conscience is led by the Holy Spirit.
那我们看啊，几节经文就是在那个保罗，在保罗他自己好像是他自己的一个见证。
And Paul has this testimony about himself.
保罗讲到说，在使徒行传二十三章的第一节。
In the book of Acts, chapter 23, verse 1.
二十三章第一节。
Chapter 23.
保罗定睛看着公会人说，弟兄们，我在神面前行事为人都是凭着良心，直到今日。
Paul looked straight at the Sanhedrin and said, My brother, I have fulfilled my duty to God in the good conscience to this day.
他讲到说，我们这个人在神的面前要带着良心。
And he mentioned that we have to bring our good conscience before the Lord.
Yeah, 英文特别讲到 good conscience, 就是特别在主面前神看为对的那个良心。
So the good conscience is the conscience that see as good by God.
在使徒行传的下一章二十四章第十六节。
Chapter 24, verse 26.
他这边也讲到说保罗他说我因此自己勉励对神对人长存无愧的良心。
So I strive always to keep my conscience clear before God and man.
这边讲到说无愧良心，就是对人和对神都没有亏欠的一个良心。
So this conscience is not short before God and man.
那罗马书的第九章的第一节，另外一句话。罗马书。
In the book of Romans, chapter 9.
第一节
Chapter 9, verse 1.
我在基督里说真话，并不谎言，因我的良心被圣灵感动，给我做见证。
I speak the truth in Christ. I'm not lying. My conscience confirms it in the Holy Spirit.
所以我们在主面前，我们说我们在神面前，主的光带领我们。
So as we say that before the Lord, the God light is guiding us.
那我们要在主面前要以我们的良心，特别在主，圣灵带领良心，能带领我们。
And as we stand before the Lord, we have to allow our conscience to be guided by the Holy Spirit.
因为我想，我们信主之后，我们有很多弟兄姐妹，也包括自己，都有这样的经历。
After we believe, a lot of experience by myself and brothers and sisters.
特别以前比较，最近比较少了，比较少用那个现钞。那以前我们大部分都是用现钞买卖东西的时候。
So, recently we do use cash less, but in the past we use cash paper money.
那我们到，譬如说到，到附近的 grocery store 买东西的时候，常常，不能说常常，就有的时候呢，他们找钱就都找我们。
And sometimes when we give cash, and then they give us the more change than they are supposed to.
那你知道，大家没有信主的时候，今天好像他找钱多找了十块钱给我们，那我们觉得就好像赚到了。
So before we are a Christian, if we receive 10 extra change not supposed to receive, and we felt like we earned that $10.
但是呢，我们里面的良心呢，常常不放过我们。
But our conscience will not let us go.
因为呢，这边讲到保罗特别讲到说，对人对人对人跟对神要长存无愧的良心。
Because Paul had mentioned that our conscience has to be right to the God and man.
我们在主面前能够摸着我们里面的良心。
Before the Lord, we have to be able to touch our conscience.
哦，有时候虽然好像只有几块钱啊，但是以前就好像一面那个声音很强，你就非要回去还给那个 cashier。
Maybe it's only a few dollars difference, but the conscience touch us that we have to go back to the cashier and return them.
当你这样做的时候，你里面就平安了。
When you do this, you get peace.
那我想现在当然，现在大家用现钞的机会比较少，但是我们常常用一些那个，一些那个，那个 app， 中文不知道怎么讲，就是，用一些手机上的一些东西来买东西。
So now we use less cash, but we use more app.
那事实上也有这样的机会。我记得昨天有个聚会，另外姐妹也讲到，她有时候在这个扫描这个我们买的物品的时候，有时候可能会，我买了一个东西，可是她没有扫描到。
So a sister was shared yesterday that when she was using the app to purchase something, but the scanner did not actually scan.
但是主的灵在里面就对他讲话。
But the Holy Spirit speak to her inside.
说你要还给那个 store 那个店。
You need to return it to the store.
我们要在主面前要注意到我们里面灵的带领，良性的带领，这也是灵的一个很重要的功用。
We have to pay attention to the conscience whether it's following the Holy Spirit.
你知道在那个在旧约里面有个故事啊，旧约里面有一次。大卫，有两次的机会，扫罗落到他手里。
So in the Old Testament, there is the story about King David, that before he was king, Saul was fallen into David's hand two times.
那特别有一次呢，在撒母耳记上的时候呢，在24章的第四节那个地方，撒母耳记上24章第四节，他特别有讲呀。
First Samuel chapter 24.What does it say?
那个当时呢，大卫跟他跟随人里面是躲在一个洞里面。那当时的扫罗是王，扫罗是来追杀他的，也刚好在那个洞里面呢要打劫。
David and his followers were hiding in this cave, and when Saul the king came inside the cave.
那二十四章的第四节啊，二十四章第四节，他这边讲。他说：“跟随人对大卫说，他说耶和华神应许你说，我要将你仇敌交你手里。他说呢，你可以任意待他。他说时候到了，现在就在你手里。”
So the man who followed David said to David, "This is the day the Lord spoke of when he said to you, 'I'll give your enemy into your hands for you to deal with as you wish.'" Then David.
那大卫有没有杀他？没有，大卫没有杀扫罗，他只是。割下了扫罗外袍的衣襟。
Did David harm Saul? No, he did not. He only crept up a notice and cut off a corner of his robe.
然后25节，第24章第五节这边讲，他说：“你看这节，他说，随后大卫心中自责，因为割下扫罗的衣襟。”
And then verse 5 it says, afterward David was conscience stricken for having cut off a corner of his robe.
你看，如果大家如果看英文的话，他英文是讲说他的良心被打击。
So you can see in the English word that says conscience stricken.
良心被打击，这就是为什么大卫是一个合神心意的人。
So his conscience was stricken, and that shows that David is pleasing to God.
因为他是一个跟着灵带领的人，他灵里面非常的敏锐。
Because David is sensitive to Holy Spirit, and he is willing to be guided by Holy Spirit.
虽然好像一个追杀人落到手里，但他很清楚明白扫罗也是一个受膏的人。
Even though he knew that Saul is persecuting him and trying to kill him, but he knew that Saul was anointed by God.
所以呢，当我们来到主面前，我们许多事情来到我们身上的时候，我们应得有里面的良心，我们能够知道。该怎么做
？As we are following the Lord, we should have our conscience to know what to do.
因为我们的灵，主的灵会跟我们讲话。
Because the Lord's Spirit will speak to us.
因为当有一件事情来的时候呢，我们要问我们自己，我们的里面有没有平安
？Because when something happened to us, we have to ask ourselves if there is any peace in us.
我们的良心会不会责备我们
？Is our conscience rebuking us?
哥罗西书第三章十五节有句话我觉得很宝贵、啊、
In the Colossians chapter 4
chapter 3哥罗西书第三章第十五节
chapter 3 verse 15
15 yes 他说又要叫基督的平安在你们心里做主你们也为此蒙召归于一体且要存感谢的心
Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart, since as members of one body, you were called to peace.
Yeah, 我们在主面前，我们有没有平安做这件事情？
So before the Lord, do we have peace to do what we are doing?
我们在主面前就行事为人，是不是凭着良心在主面前？
Before our Lord, our behavior and our deed, are we following the conscience of the Lord?
亚罗马书有跟我讲说，体贴圣灵的，就是生命平安。
And the book of Romans told us that if we care about the Holy Spirit, we have peace.
当圣灵在我们这样里面带领我们的时候，我们跟着圣灵，顺服圣灵的带领，你就自然有平安。
When we obey the guidance of Holy Spirit, we will receive peace.
就像这边所讲，基督的平安在我们心里面做主。
Just like here it says,
你就有平安。
Just like here it says that Lord peace is going to be our Lord.
我们也是因此为召蒙召了，因为我们乃是一群为圣灵带领的人。
Therefore, we are being called because we are called by the Holy Spirit.
我们感谢主哈。那我们再看第下面一个故事是第二个第九章。
And let's look at the second story in the book of John, chapter 9.
有第九章，因为也是很长的一段圣经。那我们也是念。第前面十二节就可以了。
It's also a long passage, but we are going to read from verse 1 to 12.
Yeah, 约翰福音第九章一到十二节。
Chapter 9, verse 1 to 12.
Yeah, 耶稣过去的时候看见一个人生来是瞎眼的。
As he went along, he saw a man blind from birth.
那门徒就问耶稣说，拉比，这人生来是瞎眼，是谁犯的罪？是这人呢，还是他父母呢？
His disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?
耶稣回答说：“也不是这人犯的罪，也不是他父母犯的罪，是照在他身上显出神的作为来。”
Neither this man nor his parents sinned, said Jesus, but this happened so that the work of God might be displayed in his life.
趁着白日，我们必须做那差我来者的工；黑暗将到，就没有人能做工了。
As long as it is day, we must do the work of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work.
我在世上的时候是世上的光。
While I'm in the world, I'm the light of the world.
耶稣说这话就吐唾沫在地上，用唾沫和泥抹在瞎子的眼睛上。
Having said this, he spit on the ground, made some mud with the saliva, and put it on the man's eyes.
对他说，你往希罗亚池子去洗。希罗亚翻出来就是奉差遣，他去一洗，就回头就看见。
Go, he told him, wash in the pool of Siloam. The word means sent. So the man went and washed and came home seeing.
他的邻舍和那素常见他是讨饭，就说：“这不是那从前做着讨饭的人吗？”
His neighbors and those who had formerly seen him begging asked, "Isn't this the same man who used to sit and beg?"
有人说是他，有人说不是，却是像他。他自己说是我。
Some claimed that he was. Others said, no, he only looks like him. But he himself insisted, I'm the man.
他们对他说，你的眼睛是怎么开的呢?
How then were your eyes open? They demanded.
他回答说，一个名叫耶稣，他和泥抹我的眼睛，对我说，你往希罗亚池子去洗。我去一洗就看见了。
He replied, the man they called Jesus made some mud and put it on my eyes. He told me to go to Siloam and wash. So I went and washed, and then I could see.
他们说那个人在哪里？他说我不知道。
Where is the man? They asked him. I don't know, he said.
好，那我们这边看见有另外一个故事。
So we saw the second story.
那也是好像看到两组人，一个是主耶稣基督门徒。
So we see two groups of people, Jesus and his disciples.
那看见一个是生来是瞎眼的人。
And there was this person who was born blind.
那你知道，那刚才他们在前面一章才看到一个，就是刚刚好像在现行犯被抓到一个妇人。
So in chapter 8, we saw the woman who sinned.
是一个有罪的。
He is a she is a sinful person.
那这边呢就看到另外一个情形了。那好像门徒马上就想到，他生来就瞎眼的哦。第二节，他生来瞎眼的，是谁的犯的罪？是这个人呢，还是他父母？
So when the second story here, this person was born blind. Is it the man who sinned or the parents sinned?
所以呢，我们常常我们讲到神是光景，我觉得这句话呢，也是常常我们自己的光景。
So this condition, this asking questions is also our conditions all the time.
比如说，当某件事情发生在某个弟兄姐妹身上的时候，我们就觉得啊，他是不是犯了罪？
So when something happened to a brother or sisters, we might think, hey, did he sin?
哦，是不是他没有好好的跟随主？
Did he not following the Lord properly?
但是有很多的时候，我相信主，就像在九章第三节所讲的。
But a lot of time we know from the chapter 9, verse 3, as Jesus said.
他说也不是这人犯的罪，也不是他父母犯的罪，是要他身上显出神的作为出来。
Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but this happened so that the work of God might be displayed in his life.
Yeah, 因此因为这一章很长，我们就注意在这个瞎眼的人身上。
So we pay attention to this blind person.
Yeah, 因为这章一共有在将近40多节，我们没有办法能够分享那么多，我们就很简短的分享在这个瞎眼的人。
The whole story lasted for about 40 verses, so we are going to pay attention and summary on this blind person.
你要在旧约的时候，是没有一个人瞎眼被医治的。
In the Old Testament, there was not one blind person healed.
因为在旧约我们这有很多的神迹，譬如说摩西带领百姓出埃及。在埃及地有许多行了一些的神迹。
So we know there are a lot of miracles happened in the Old Testament, just such as what happened during Moses leading the Israelites out of Egypt.
比如说，以利沙也写了很多神迹。
Elisha and Elisa, they also performed a lot of miracles.
还有在旧约里面有许多其他神迹。
And there are many, many miracles happened in the book, in Old Testament.
但是没有一个神迹是使瞎眼得到复原的，能够看见的。
But none of them was about a born blind person who can see afterward.
讲到瞎眼能够看见呢，那只有在心里面主耶稣基督做到。
Talking about born blind can see was only in when Jesus healed.
因为呢，其实当时人知道呢，当一个瞎眼人能够再次相生来瞎眼，能够再次的看见，代表他就是弥赛亚。
When a person who can heal a born blind person, Israelites understand that person who healed can is the savior.
Yeah, Messiah. Yeah, savior.所以呢
，Messiah is the Messiah.
Yeah, 所以呢，在我想我们可以用一点点时间看一下，比如说在路加福音的第四章的17-20节。
In the book of Luke, chapter 17, verse 4.
Luke four, 第四章17-20。
Chapter 4, verse 17.
他这边有讲到说，主耶稣来到会堂的时候呢，有人把先第四节，有人把先知以赛亚书交给他，他就打开，找到一处写的说。
So here it mentioned about Jesus came to the synagogue and someone gave him the scroll, and Jesus opened the scroll.
主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由。
And Jesus read, The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind.
那在十九节讲到说，他说报告神悦纳人的喜典。
To proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
那这边这几句话呢，事实上是以赛亚书里面所讲的一个预言。
And this is a prophecy in the book of Isaiah.
讲到当年的 讲到将来将要来的弥赛亚，他如何能够在我们的世上能够把福音传出来，让被掳的释放，瞎眼的看见。
It prophesied about the coming Messiah to save the one who are captured and the one who are blind.
因为这个事情呢，在当时候在旧约时候没有发生。
And because this prophecy was not fulfilled in the Old Testament.
这句话能够发生出来的时候，就是代表弥赛亚来了。
And when this happened, it was shown to the Israelites that the Messiah has come.
你知道在四章二十节这边讲，他说于是把书卷起来交还执事，就坐下，会堂人都定睛看他。
In verse 20, it says Jesus rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue was fastened on him.
因为大家都知道这段话是指的弥赛亚讲的，所以呢，他们定睛看他，代表就是非常非常惊讶他讲这样的话。
They understand this prophecy is pointing to his Messiah, and that's why their eyes fixed on Jesus.
因为耶稣这样说，这经二十一节，这经今天这经应验在你们耳中了。
Because Jesus said to them that today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing.
所以呢，我们能够在主面前能够得医治呢，特别是这样瞎眼得医治，实在是证明主是那位弥赛亚。
So as we are before the Lord, especially recovery of sight for the blind, then we know that this Lord is the Messiah.
所以我们会很快讲到这个瞎眼的人啊，主耶稣跟他讲了一句话，叫他到西罗亚池子去洗。
Lord told him to wash his eye in the Siloam.
特别呢，在此之前呢，主耶稣做一个很奇怪的动作，他是把这个吐沫吐到地上，然后就。跟泥和在起来，然后抹在瞎子眼睛上。
And Lord did a strange action. He spit on the ground and make some mud with his saliva, and then put on his eyes.
你知道我们这当中有一些是医生啊，那就算我们不是医生，我们也知道地上的泥巴或者你的这个口水往你眼睛上抹，这个我们知道这个是不合卫生的。
We know how dirty mud on the floor and salivas are, and mixing them together is very this hygiene.
但是我这边就要讲到一点，是说这个瞎子呢，他在主面前顺服主的话，他到西罗亚池子去洗。
But I have to point out this: the blind person is very obedient, and he went and obeyed, and he went to the pool of Siloam and washed.
我们在主面前很重要的带领，我们能够顺服主所吩咐的。
So there is this important lesson is that we have to obey.
有时候我们的脑筋啊不是很明白的。
Sometimes our mind cannot understand.
因为怎么如果他要用我们自己原本的这个理智，用原本的思想，那可以跟主耶稣辩论的。主耶稣，你这个用泥巴，这个很脏的，怎么可能让我眼睛复原
？So if he want to use his own knowledge and his own mind, he can argue that how unsanitized it is the way that Jesus did.
所以主在我们灵里面的带领有个很重要的功能，就是直觉的带领。
So the Holy Spirit guidance is a straight guidance.Your conscious.
对，在不止在良心，我们现在讲的 intuition， 在我们的直觉之中的带领。
So it's also the guidance in our intuition.
要在我们直觉里面带领。我们许多时候不大明白为什么，但是呢，主让我们里面有一个这样子的一个清楚的知道，说我们就应该这样子做。
So a lot of time we don't understand why, but we clearly see that we just need to obey and follow.
我们在神面前，有时候脑筋好像过不去，我们思想过不去，但是里面的灵很清楚，我们应该这样做。
Sometimes it can't pass our knowledge and our understanding, but our heart will tell us just to follow.
要在我们能够如果顺服这个光的带领，我们在主面前就能够成长。
As we obey the guidance of the light, we can grow.
Yeah, 我举个例子，我记得我以前在那个，我有一阵在那个 Ohio 在念书的时候。
So there was time when I was studying in Ohio.
那时候刚刚信主啊，但是到一个新的地方。
I was a new Christian at that time in a new place.
其实刚刚信主的时候，其实有许多时候到了那个聚会呢，那前面的弟兄分享，其实有时候听不大懂的。
So as a new Christian, sometimes we don't understand the sharing from other brothers and sisters.
那有时候呢，有时候因为那时候是学生嘛，有时候还其实太早，有时候在聚会的时候，有时候还眼睛张不大开。
As a student, sometimes I wake up too early, and during the gathering, I fell asleep.
但是我们在后来在去了一个新的地方念书的时候呢，到了礼拜天的时候，我就觉得，哎，今天好像有什么事要做。
So, as I went to the new place to study, on Sunday, I felt like there was something I need to do.
哦，我后来知道里面有带领说你要去聚会。
So later on, I understand there was a inner guidance that I have to go to gathering.
如果从我们的理智来讲其实我当时其实有很多其他事情。
From our own mind, actually, I have many other tasks to do.
才刚到一个学校，然后学业还不大清楚，然后
有很多
事情要处理。
Just got to the new school and a new environment and a lot of new things to deal with.
而且我又不知道哪个地方有聚会。
And I don't know where to gather.
因为我在密苏里州，现在到 Ohio 州，这差了七八把麦，我根本不知道那有什么聚会。
As I came from Missouri to Ohio, I don't even know where to gather.
那我旁边住的人全部都是不信主的，只有我一个基督徒。
And my roommates are not Christians, only I was the only believer.
但是里面有这样的感动，他说你要去聚会。
But I was touched inside me that I have to go to gathering.
就是好像我们的理智一些东西跟我们里面这个灵的不相合啊，因为里面说你要聚会，外面说你不用去。
So our own mind and the spirit are conflicting to each other.
感谢主，那时候还是愿意跟弟兄姐妹在一起。
And thanks the Lord, there was this brother.
那我那时候就跟主祷告去哪聚会呢？
And I was praying to the Lord, where should I go gathering?
那我当时就问就跟我们旁边的那个室友讲了一下。
And I mentioned it to my roommate.
那感谢主，他们虽然都不是基督徒，可是他们都知道哪边有基督徒。
Even though they are all not Christians, but they know where to gather.
哦，我就这样就可以聚会了，我们感谢主。我这样子因着他们跟我讲在哪里有聚会，我就去了。
And because they told me where there is a church, I went.
后来我来到纽泽西州也是一样。
And then later on, I came to New Jersey, have the same situation.
也是一样，我也是问旁边的人，也是觉得里面要去聚会。
I also asked people around me, I also have this urge to go gathering.
那我那时候就第一次来到我们当时还没有那个就是现在的教会的时候，那时候是一个查经班。
So I came to this church, but at that time it was not a formal church, it's only a Bible study fellowship.
我感谢主，这带领到我在查经班里面去。
And I was brought into this Bible study fellowship.
然后那时候我记得那个第一个对我印象很深刻的弟兄就是已经到了那里去，就是田正中弟兄。
And the first impression I got is from our brother Tian.
他一开始遇到我就非常热烈的欢迎我。
He wholeheartedly received me.
我们谢谢主，因为我们感谢主，因为我们虽然里面有的时候外面的一些情形我们不清楚不明白，甚至于是争论的时候，但是我们里面有带领。
Even though outwardly we don't know what is going on, but inside us we thank the Lord for giving us that guidance.
我们要凭着里面的带领来跟从主。
And we follow the Lord according to the inner guidance.
要因时间差不多，我就再念一段圣经，我们就也许我们就很快就结束了。我们再念一段圣经，就是在约翰一书的第二章的二七节。约翰一书二章二七节。
Book of First John, chapter 2:27.
这也是弟兄姐妹很熟的一段圣经。他说：“你们从主所受的恩膏，常存在你们心里。” 并不由人教训你们，自有主的这恩膏在凡事上教训你们。这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要照着这恩膏的教训住在主里面。
As for you, the anointing you received from him remains in you, and you do not need anyone to teach you, but as his anointing teaches you about all things, and as that anointing is real, not counterfeit, just as it has taught you, remain in him.
Yeah, 我们在凡事上要顺服在里面恩膏的带领。
In all things, we have to follow the anointing guidance.
我不是说我自己学好，而是我自己在学习，也常有失败。但是我们愿意，我们在彼此在主面提醒，我们在主面前，我们能够摸着主一面的带领。
I would not say that I have achieved in this learning, but I'm still learning how to follow the anointing teachers.
所以，因此主在灵里面的带领，恩膏的带领呢，我们能够在良心之中，在直觉里面。主会特别特别的明显的带领我们。
And so that in this anointing teaches that our conscience will have a clear following with it.
那特别我们在前我们在四月份有两位弟兄来我们当中也特别讲到，我们特别有用到约翰一书来对我们说话。
In April, our brothers had also used this first book of John to share with us.
那 Kenny 弟兄特别讲到说。我们乃是呼召进入神儿子的交通之中。
So Brother Kenny also mentioned that we are being called by the Lord to come to fellowship with him.
Yes, 因为我们能够进入神儿子的交通里面。
That we can enter into the fellowship with the Son of God.
那在四月份伯弟兄来我们当中也特别讲到说我们能够住在主里面。
And Brother Bo also mentioned about that we can dwell in the Lord.
那今天在主面前的分享是说，主在光中带领里面的话，特别在这几个方面，在我们里面，我们能够顺服他，我们在主的生命就能够一天一天的能够长大。
So today's sharing is about following God's light, so that our life can grow.
不是说我们在主面前不用读经祷告，我们还是要读经祷告。
I'm not saying that we don't need to read the Bible or pray.
我们人要有跟弟兄姐妹在一起的。
We have together with brothers and sisters.
我们与弟兄姐妹一同读主的话。
And we read God's word together.
但是主在我们里面的带领，我们要特别清楚，特别的能够跟着主里面的带领。
But we have to follow the guidance inside us.
所以我最后就把那个我今天那个最后一点点 slide 很快的就跟弟兄姐妹一下，我们就结束。
So I want to share the slide quickly.
OK, 那这边讲到说神是光，讲到说我们在光明中行。
It talks about God is light and we walk in the light.
Yeah, 第一个故事特别讲到说这个主摸着了我们良心。
And the first story talked how God touched our conscience.
Yeah, 不仅仅是那些法利赛良心，主在凡事上也在我们良心里面带领我们。
Not only about the conscience of the Pharisees, but also us.
那第二个故事讲到说医治一个生来瞎眼的。
And the second story talked about healing a man born with born blind.
这个瞎里面，主在他直觉里面的带领，他就顺服了。我们他这在主面前对主认识就长大了。
And because of the intuition from the spirit guidance, then he grew.
而且他原本是瞎眼的，因着主，因着顺服，他在主面前就完全的看见。
As he was born blind, he because of obedience, he can totally see the Lord.
我们感谢主啊，那求主在我们的凡事的生命之中能够继续的能够带领我们。
And thanks the Lord that he is willing to guide us continuously.
这不但我自己在主面前每天要学习啊，我相信弟兄姐妹我们彼此激励，我们都在主面前一同的学习。
Not only I myself has to continually to learn, but we should encourage each other to learn.
所以主在光中怎么行，不是叫我们到外面行大事。
So when we're talking about God is light, it's not telling us to go out and do great things.
而是在我们日常生活之中，主就一天一天的带领。
But in our daily life, allow God to guide us step by step.
让我们感谢主。好，那我们今天就因为时间关系，我们就听到这边。我们在这边先有点祷告。
And thanks the Lord, we are going to stop our sharing here, and we will have prayer.
我们感谢主耶稣，你亲自的带领。
Thanks the Lord, you guide us in person.
主，你给我们生命，乃是活的，乃是属天的。
You give us the life that is living and heavenly, and related to the heaven.
乃是有大能的，乃是从死里复活，有大能生命的。
And that is powerful, is a resurrected life.
感谢主耶稣，你每天在光中也带领我们。
And thanks the Lord to guide us in light every day.
我们顺服主在我们里面灵的带领。
We obey the Holy Spirit's guidance in us.
我们主求主在我们的良心，主在我们的直觉，主求主在我们的与主的交通上，能够更多更多的带领。
And may the Lord guide us further in our conscious intuition and fellowship.
主让我们能够在主面前长大成人，迎接。
And may us grow in you so that we can receive your return.
我们感谢主耶稣，祷告祈求，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Thanks the Lord, and we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.